Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, January 11th, 2021 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipolmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipolmedia.com. Leading off today, Georgia Pacific has announced the sale of its nonwovens division to Glatfelter. Also making headlines this past week, a New York investment firm has taken over the Gorham paper mill. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer suction performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer suction and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, January 8th at 37.14, up 136 points or 3.8% from the December 31st close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 5-to-1 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 3%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Avery Dennison, up 22%, followed by Sappi Limited, gaining 15.9%. The biggest decliner for the week was IT Tech Packaging, down 5.2%. Over the past year, Clearwater Paper has been the top performer, gaining 110%, while the deepest decliner was IT Tech Packaging, down by 38%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is up 13.3%, while the PM40 is up 18.5%. And we'll be back right after this.
Are you facing a complex installation, expansion, greenfield project, or maintenance project? Make the smart choice. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide industrial general contractor, specializes in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Take the smart step toward getting your next project finished safely and done well. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Sweden. Rottneros decides on environmental investments at its Vallvik mill. Rottneros' board has decided on investments to reduce emissions to water at the Vallvik mill. The investment amounts to a total of 33 million Swedish kroners and are linked to the mill's updated environmental permit, which has now gained legal force, allowing an annual pulp production of 255,000 tons. The investment means, or the decision means, that a number of measures will be taken to reduce emissions of water. They will be implemented during the mill's annual maintenance shutdown in 2021. The majority of them are aimed at increasing the production of emissions treated in the mill's biological treatment plant, as well as improving the efficiency of the fiber line and thereby minimizing emissions from the bleaching process. Here comes one quote, quote, "The investments means that the group takes further important steps towards a more sustainable Rottneros and that the process for a renewed environmental permit for Vallvik Mill is completed," end of quote, says Leonard Elbeck, president and CEO of Rottneros. Muggen, Dayline, Sweden. SCA to increase Kraftliner price by 50. €50 per metric ton. SCA says it will increase the price of white and brown kraftliner by €50 per metric ton. The new price is valid for deliveries from the 1st of February 2021. Here comes a quote, quote, "The market is characterized by very strong demand for kraftliner," end of quote, says Michael Frodliner, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for a Container Board for SCA. Way to go, Michael. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Muggen, Dateline, Sweden. Med Group says the sale of the 30% stake in the Husum pulp mill to Norra Skog has been completed. Metsä Board, part of Metsä Group, announced on December 1st of 2020 that it has signed an agreement to sell a 30% stake in its Husum pulp mill in Sweden to Swedish forest owner cooperative Norra Skog. The transaction was completed on the 4th of January 2021, and its impacts will be included in Metsä Board's financial reporting as of the January for March 2021 interim report. Dateline Finland, Huhtamäki signs a €400 million sustainability-linked syndicated revolving credit facility. Huhtamäki says it has signed a €400 million syndicated multi-currency revolving credit facility loan agreement, also known as an RCF, and it's easier to say RCF, with a maturity of 3 years. The RCF refinances an existing €400 million credit facility, which was signed back in January of 2015, and will be used for the general corporate purposes of the group. The RCF has 2 1-year extension options, and the interest margin is tied to 3 sustainability indicators. Those would be 1, share of renewable or recycled material and products, 2, share of non-hazardous waste recycled, and 3, the EcoVadis rating. And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Paperitalo Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know. And you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Usk, Washington. Second potential buyer submits bid for Pondere newsprint in Usk, Washington. A second potential buyer has come forward within the past week for the mothballed Pondere newsprint company mill near Usk. The mill's owners filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy protection, and it closed back in June. The 927-acre property, which consists of 29 buildings and storage facilities and is adjacent to the Pendoriel Valley Railroad and Pendoriel River, was listed for sale last month for $11.5 million U.S. dollars. Here comes a quote, quote, "We have had significant interest in the mill," said John Mundling, the trustee overseeing the bankruptcy. He continues, quote, "We do have one offer that we are getting closer to confirming. We have received another very significant letter of intent and letter of interest literally in the past few days. So we are marching forward with the sale," Munding concluded. Munding said he could not identify either party that's shown interest in purchasing the mill, but Munding confirmed that both have expressed interest in reopening the mill, which has operated since 1989 and employed about 150 people when it closed. Dateline Atlanta, Georgia. Georgia Pacific announces sale of nonwovens business to Glatfelter. Georgia Pacific says it had reached an agreement to sell the company's nonwovens business to Glatfelter, a leading global supplier of engineered materials which is headquartered in Charlotte, North Carolina, for $175 million U.S. dollars. The sale must still go through customary closing conditions and regulatory clearances for the completion of the acquisition. The proposed transaction includes Georgia Pacific's nonwovens operation at Mount Holly, North Carolina, which produces air-laid nonwoven material for commercial customers used to make tabletop, wiping, food pads, hygiene, and related products, and a research center in Memphis, Tennessee. Quote, "Georgia Pacific nonwovens employees at Mount Holly and Memphis have run safe, productive operations and worked hard to advance our nonwovens business and meet the customer needs," Mike Adams, president of Georgia Pacific's professional nonwovens division, said. He continues, quote, "We believe this potential sale to Glatfelter, an established manufacturer and supplier of nonwovens products, is in the best interest of both customers and our nonwovens employees," end of quote. Current Georgia Pacific nonwovens employees, totaling about 150 folks, will become employees of Glatfelter at the time the deal closes. In 2018, Georgia Pacific LLC sold Stuenfurt GmbH, the company's European nonwovens business, to Glatfelter for $185 million U.S. dollars. Dateline Fort Mill, South Carolina. Domtar Corporation announces sale of personal care business to American Industrial Partners for $920 million. Domtar Corporation announced that it has entered into a definitive agreement to sell its personal care business to American Industrial Partners, also known as AIP, for $920 million U.S. dollars. The sale of Domtar's personal care business represents the culmination of a process announced on August 7, 2020, during which the company undertook a comprehensive strategic view of value-creating alternatives for the business. With this sale, Domtar is reinforcing its focus on building an industry-leading paper, pulp, and packaging company to deliver long-term shareholder value. Here comes a quote, quote, "This transaction represents a milestone in Domtar's ongoing portfolio transformation and further advances our strategic initiatives that will position Domtar for a sustainable and successful future," end of quote, said John D. Williams. He's the president and CEO of Domtar. Williams continues, quote, "We conducted a thorough review of strategic alternatives for personal care, and we believe the sale maximizes value to Domtar shareholders by allowing us to strengthen our balance sheet, enhance liquidity, and buy back shares. The robust interest received reflects the excellent work by our team to improve profitability, gain new customers, and enhance the operating structure and cost profile of the business. We are confident that AIP is the right owner to advance the business and look forward to working with them to execute a smooth and successful transition for the customers and employees of personal care. Domtar says it is committed to maintaining a resilient balance sheet and returning meaningful capital to the shareholders. With this sale, the company said it plans to use the proceeds generated to, one, pay down debt. Domtar expects to reduce debt by approximately $600 million. Domtar's strong balance sheet and liquidity will position the company for resiliency and growth, the company said, and they will also repurchase shares. Domtar says it intends to repurchase approximately $300 million in shares through an accelerated share repurchase program and open market repurchases. Dateline British Columbia. Conifex Timber to restart McKenzie Power Plant by the end of January. Conifex Timber Incorporated provided an update to the resumption of operations at its power plant in McKenzie, British Columbia, Canada. Conifex says it is working with its engineers and external power consultants on available options to resume operations at the power plant. Conifex currently expects to resume power generation before the end of January of 2021. Conifex has also commenced an insurance claim to recover, subject to customary deductibles, business interruption, and repair and replacement cost. Conifex and its subsidiary's primary business currently includes timber harvesting, reforestation, forest management, sawmilling logs into lumber and wood chips, and value-added lumber finishing and distribution. Dateline Mississauga, Ontario and Lexington, Massachusetts. Watermill Group acquires Western Forest. Western Forest, a leading distributor and remanufacturer of softwood and hardwood lumber and specialty panel products, announced that it has been acquired by the Watermill Group, a strategy-driven private investment firm. Western Forest operates several facilities across eastern Canada and the United States, providing products and services that are essential to commercial and residential construction, as well as the production and shipment of industrial goods. Customers and suppliers of Western benefit from the company's diverse business model and concentration of niche markets, which have helped insulate Western Forest from the usual impacts of commodity cycles and economic swings. The company's reliability and collaborative and committed corporate culture fuels its brand promise, "You'll love doing business with us." Dateline Glendale, California, Avery Dennison acquires ACPO Limited. Avery Dennison announces acquired the business of Ohio-based ACPO Limited for the purchase price of $87.6 million U.S. dollars, subject to certain post-closing adjustments. ACPO is a leader in pressure-sensitive over-laminate products and for the label and flexible packaging markets and has approximately 170 employees. Avery Dennison has acquired the majority of ACPO's assets, including coating, finishing, and distribution operations at its Oak Harbor, Ohio headquarters, as well as three finishing and distribution sites in Atlanta, Georgia, Oak Creek, Wisconsin, and Vancouver, Washington. ACPO employees will transition to the Avery Dennison Label and Graphic Materials team. And we'll be back right after this.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Ritallo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Ritallo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
Things are different in 2020. How do you reach prospects in a world defined by keeping your distance? What is the effective medium for conveying your message and building your business in this new era? Papa Ritallo Publications has been developing the very expertise you need now for 15 years. Check us out at papriatallo.com. That's PAPERITALO.com. Papriatallo.com. Look at our media kit and then come talk to us.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Gorham, New Hampshire. New York investment firm takes over Gorham Paper Mill. New York-based Barron's Investment Group has taken ownership of the bankrupt Gorham Paper and Tissue, the company previously owned by Lynn Tilton and her Patriarch Partners investment firm. At the time of its bankruptcy, filed in November, The Gorham paper reported debts ranging from $50 million to $100 million. The sale, which includes all of the assets of Gorham Paper and Tissue and its subsidiary, White Mountain Tissue, was approved in December by bankruptcy court Judge Karen Owens. The cash price purchase was listed as $8.5 million. The new owner has also assumed a $3.3 million loan owed to the Bank of New Hampshire, as well as $248,640 owed to the Androscoggin Valley Regional Refuse Disposal District. The new owner also pledged to pay back taxes to the city of Berlin and the town of Gorham. Gorham is owed about $600,000, and Berlin is owed over $170,000. The new owner also has rebranded the company, which will be known as White Mountain Paper Company. The mill produces 30,000 tons of parent roll tissue a year for private label markets, as well as paper towels. It has about 100 salaried and hourly employees. Barron's managing partner, Evan Barron's, said in a statement that his firm will significantly modernize the facility's power, water, and civil infrastructure to position the mill and its state-of-the-art White Mountain tissue machine as a leader among North American tissue and towel producers. He added, quote, "We are thrilled to partner with White Mountain's dedicated employees to set the stage for sustained growth," end of quote. Barron said the mill will be led by Price Howard. He's the president of Global Management Partners of Greer, South Carolina, who has had experience in the pulp and paper industry. Also assisting in the transition to new ownership was Central National Gottsman of Purchase, New York, who wished help with the supply chain support. Lynn Tilton and Patriarch Partners purchased the mill back in 2011 after it had been shuttered for several months by the previous owner, Fraser Paper. In 2012, Patriarch installed a new $35 million tissue machine at the mill, but three collateralized loan funds by Tilton used to fund the purchase of the distressed assets went bankrupt back in 2018. The mill itself dates back to 1852 and is one of the oldest remaining paper mills in operation in North America. Dateline Memphis, Tennessee. International Paper to sell Turkish corrugated packaging operations to Mondi. International Paper announced it has entered into an agreement to sell its 90.38% ownership interest in the Almukistan International Paper to Mondi Group for approximately 66 million euros. The Almukistan business includes corrugated packaging facilities in Turkey, with an approximate annual revenue of 150 million euros. The transaction is expected to close in the first half of 2021, subject to certain closing conditions and regulatory approvals. This action is in line with International Paper's strategy to serve markets from an advantaged position. Corrugated packaging remains a strategic business for International Paper in EMEA, the company said. Dateline, Texas. Innis Incorporated will acquire the assets of InfoSeal. Innis Incorporated announced that one of its wholly owned subsidiaries has entered into a letter of intent to acquire the assets and assume some liabilities of InfoSeal LLC in Roanoke, Virginia. InfoSeal provides pressure seal and tax forms products to independent print brokers and resellers. The Innis subsidiary, operating under the InfoSeal brand and name, will continue to operate in the current facility with a multi-year lease. InfoSeal employees with local management are expected to continue working with the newly acquired InfoSeal with no disruption in service. Innis believes that the acquisition will be accretive to earnings in the current year and expects the transaction to be effective at the close of business on December 31st, 2020. Dateline, Canada. Paper machine catches fire at Paper Excellence Vancouver Island Mill. No one was hurt after a fire erupted Monday morning, January 4, 2021, in one of the paper machines at the Paper Excellence Canada Mill in Port Alberni. Here comes a quote. We had a paper fire on the number 4 paper machine in the dryer section, Paper Excellence Canada Alberni General Division Manager Mark Bowden confirmed. Fire crews from Port Alberni Fire Department, Sprout Lake, and Cherry Creek Volunteer Fire Departments, as well as the BC Ambulance, were on the scene shortly before 10:30 a.m. local time, and the fire was quickly knocked down. Firefighters stayed on the scene well into the afternoon, watching for flare-ups and hot spots. Bowden said no one was hurt in the accident. Bowden said preliminary checks indicated the damage was not extensive. He said it looks like there was minimal damage to the machine itself. The number 5 paper machine remained in production. The same number 4 paper machine also suffered a fire in the dryer in March of 2019, just before Paper Excellence Canada took over ownership of Catalyst Paper. Paper Excellence announced in December that it will invest $13 million upgrading the mill's 2 paper machines to increase food-grade paper production. Upgrades are due to start later in January and wrap up in late 2021. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 9th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.